We never wanted to be our members to be vaccinated ahead of frontline healthcare staff or indeed vulnerable people over 60, over 70. But in terms of the decision that's been made now, we can't have any assurance at all that teachers will be vaccinated. And the key point I always make is that, you know, when you compare a remote worker, and a huge amount of people unfortunately are working remotely at the moment, to a teacher or an SNA who's going into a class of maybe 30 children in a school with up to 500 or 600 children from 600 different families, and looking at the way that the infection rates have been increasing since schools reopened, it's very obvious to me that school settings, that there is a higher risk there, and there's a particular higher risk for teachers who are pregnant. They still don't even know if they're going to be asked to go back into the workplace on the 12th of August, of April. So there was a strong case made by government for this profession and Gardaí and a number of other professions who are in the front line to be vaccinated. We've seen the nurses and the effect that it has had on staffing levels in the hospitals since the vaccines have been delivered. There's been a way less absence. I'm really, really concerned that after Easter, when over 1 million people return into the school sector, that even the Leaving Cert might be threatened by this, that the reopening of schools, the sustainability of that opening might be threatened, because if we don't have staff, it's going to be really difficult.